about our own arrival. And so what they mean by that is us clapping hands. When I'm saying us clapping hands, it's like, just imagine your hand is meeting your higher self's hand and you're clapping hands. So you're the one guiding yourself to be present, to be self-revealing, to be extended, to be delighted, to be claimed, to be united. Excuse me, to be reunited with your own divine presence, with your own divine currency. Because remember, the energies that are aglow, the energies that are being stirred, the energies that are being provided for are waiting for your own insistence. Your own insistence is saying, yes, I'm ready to arrive. I'm ready to claim. I'm ready to admit. I'm ready to transfer. I'm ready to be exposed. I'm ready to be elated. They want me to go back to the word exposed. The exposed comes with a riddle. Exposed comes with a lot of previous uncertainty. When I'm receiving this, I receive everybody all at once. And I see people bound in chains. I see whips. I mean, I just see it all, because that's the dreamer of the light worker through eons, through the ages. So this may not be prior incarnations. This could be this present life where you spoke up, you spoke true, you were riddled, chained, all that wonderful stuff. So this is about self-revealing, self-revelation, self-entitlement, self-permission, self-exposure. So that exposure, it's like every time we say the word exposure, there's a higher note that's hit, and that energy is transferred upon self. So just imagine, and they're showing me like the Four of Wands. The Four of Wands is our arrival. It's like the ship has landed. So this is what we're grounding. This is what we're stating. This is what we're bringing into our unified assurance. So when I'm receiving that, I'm just receiving like lighted energy around everyone's crown chakra. That's a given. So you want to receive that as a given forevermore. In other words, what you're learning to do is to hold your station. What you're learning to do is to no longer rock your boat. Rocking your boat is, I'm in alignment with myself until someone challenges me, until someone's energy is stronger, until someone chides me, plays mischief or whatever. And then I rock my boat and I heave ho and I leave and I exit. So this is what we're establishing, is our own grounding assertion. So as we receive our entitled exposure, so every time they're saying exposure, it's like there's this liftoff presence where we're coming more into our certainty, where we're coming more into our stable emphasis. So we're allowing that light stream to be heard, to be signaled, to be unified. So the heard and signaled is, it's going to be felt. It's going to be felt by these seemingly others. It's also going to be felt by yourself. Now that's required to like pull in our destiny. So in other words, we have to each signal a readiness to be swallowed whole. When they say that, it's to be in alignment with your power. Because in order to bring forth your establishment, in order to bring forth your rite of passage, you have to be willing. So you're learning how to be in your spiritual strength. It's not like you're learning to be spiritually strong. You already are, each and every one. What you're learning to do is to be provided. That means be properly outfitted. That means be comfortable with. That means to be fully pronounced. So when I say fully pronounced, I just see this bird with like its breast, you know, with all these beautiful colors. So those colors are signaling of readiness. Those colors are, you know, when it says like that card, new vitality, those colors are pride. Those colors are our natural ascension colors, our natural ascension frequency. So when I'm saying, when they're saying our natural ascension colors, there's this vibrational agreement that we signed on to long ago, meaning before we took this lifetime, that we're returning to. It's almost like showing up, like waiting like at a dinner reservation, and it's like they call your name and it's like, oh, here I am. So that's what's occurring. Your higher self's calling your name. It's calling your alma mater. It's calling your heavenly arrival. And so just like in the beginning where you put up your hand and it's sort of like high five, like high-fiving with your higher self. It's like you're standing ready, you're standing present, you're standing upright. You're standing in full engagement and full alignment. And so again, that light that is sort of like a halo on your crown, this is emitting your new engagement. It's emitting your new forecast. It's emitting your new signaling. So all that is in the present. So they want to explain this. What we receive is not all that's in the present. It's what we've been willing to align with so far. So it has a lot to do with our willingness and our true remembrance. What's in the present, waiting for our instant recall, waiting for our unified approach, waiting for our full establishment, is how do I say this? It's they're saying, just say this, like it's in close proximity. So close proximity is you're not waiting for two more decades. You're not waiting for the economy to get it together. You're not waiting for anything in the outer. You're signing on the dotted line, meaning waiting for your own positive recall. That means your own willingness, your own, they're saying heave-ho assertion. So that heave-ho, it's just imagine like you got two objects and there's like a click. You put them together, put object A and object B and press it until you hear that click or whatever. So in essence, this is what we're doing. So we're coming into agreement. We're coming into establishment. We're coming into concession of all of our attainment. Now, all of our attainment is the truth of self. So the truth of self is who we are on a soul level. It's not like we got to go prove ourselves. What we have to do is congratulate ourselves. So just imagine someone's coming in by plane, by boat, by car, whatever, and you're meeting them. I'll go pick you up at the airport. So this is what we're doing. We're picking up ourselves. We're picking up our natural establishment. We're picking up our holy self-evidence. So allow yourself to receive these gifts of mercy easily transferred now. Gifts of mercy are, they're here. Claim them, receive them, abide by them, announce them, permit them, allow them to be fully exposed and lodged and cared for. So cared for is you keep remembering it's not there. You keep remembering it's there, excuse me. You don't go into denial, you don't go backtracking, you don't turn around pretending you don't know about your power. You come into complete dignity. So dignity is, so just think of a dignitary. It's someone of royalty, it's someone of like higher persuasion. So you're feeling that energy, just feel the energy of a dignitary, someone of higher persuasion, and you just sort of feel the energy of it, and you're like, wow, this is something important. Let me pay attention. I'm feeling stirred. So now when the dignity turns around and you see their face, you're seeing your own face. You're recognizing your own higher presence. Allow yourselves to be stirred. Allow yourselves to be wholly recognized. Wholly recognized is you're allowing yourself complete merger. You're allowing yourself to step into your divine union with your own holy agreement, with your own holy establishment, with your own holy engagement. So they're showing me the card of that card that says universe, and it has like all this beautiful like cloud energy, but the idea is heavenly increase. So when I said the card of universe, I just saw, it was almost like we were all surrounded by this tube of light, and that energy of that universe card, it was just like transferred. How do I explain this? It's like a portal of energy that is they're saying stringing us upright, but what that when I say string upright, just think of like a marionette or a ship in a bottle. Like when you pull the string, it gets pulled upright. So we're not being pulled by an outside influence. We're being assisted to our rightful pronouncement. In other words, who we really are that we haven't been aligning with, that we haven't been fully attested to, that we haven't been fully being strummed from, like a strumming of a guitar, like there's more frequency. So just imagine playing an instrument and you've just never used the end of the scale. It's like you're only using half of the instrument, but it's been even less than that. So as you will receive your whole, how do I put this in words, like your engagement in totality. Now the reason I'm not getting words is I'm just getting, I don't even put that in words, it's like beyond words. It's who we are beyond our mind. So this is our I Am presence. This is our divine essence. Now everything that we're trying to acquire in material engagement, in form, it all comes through higher permission. So knock and the door shall be open. It's like what you bring forth comes through your own vibratory essence. You're not trying to manifest things from the old engagement. What you're doing is you're agreeing with your light. And from that lighted notice, all is spoken for. All is spoken for. So you're actually manifesting it. You're the master calling in all identified property. So it's not like someone else's property suddenly becomes yours. It's whatever you need to fill your divine contract, whatever you agreed to bring forth, to witness, to offer, to rectify, whatever your particular spiritual offering, whatever is needed, is easily to come by. In other words, you authorize it, you agree to it. So as you consider yourself holy, think of a holy one, think of a master. Consider yourself holy. Also, consider yourself whole, meaning no longer believing in separation, no longer believing in impoverishment, no longer believing in victimization. Consider yourself whole. So you're going to have polarization in 3D. You're going to have good, bad, right, wrong, up, down. But when you consider yourself whole, you're identifying with the true I am. And out of that identification, out of that universal field of intelligence, out of the new sense of glory. In other words, we're leaving 3D, we're moving into 5D. And as you accept to God's holy principles, God being the God aspect of self, all is brought forth, all is respected, meaning all is how to say it this way, given mercy. In other words, you're recognizing everything to be an aspect of the whole self. So when we open up to that universal energy of love, all is provided. Healings of broken relationships, fears, whatever it is, doesn't mean the person comes back. It means the healing of what is still hurting is realigned. Whatever truths need to be heard, whatever forgiving, whatever manifesting, comes through with ease, radiant love, for the best and high good of the totality of self. So what we're claiming now is for the betterment of our own personal engagement and the engagement of the whole self, because there really is no personal engagement whose needs are separate from the whole self. So when we align with our I Am Self, everything that we're doing is operating like clockwork, they're saying, which means it's like operating for the best and highest good of ascension, of healing for all that are ready. And there are enough on the planet that are ready, that are ready, that we can move to a new state of reality. So that's what we're aligning with. That's what we're claiming on behalf of the totality of self, meaning who we are as one. And that's what brings forth our given mercies. So whatever we still need to heal, bring forth, is brought forth with ease. Receive, receive, receive. And allow that to be witness. So it's a little bit like when they say, and so it is. Take your time with that. Like really align energetically. When it's like receive, 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 it's like sealed it with the Trinity. So you're claiming it. You're not claiming for it, hoping for it. You're claiming it, realizing before you ask, it's already given. It's waiting for your consent. Now they're asking us to agree with this one more time. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.